25, and the winds are to the northwest at 9. We want to grab a friend of ours from HCMC. He is Dr. David Hilden, who joins you every Sunday here on the Denny Long Show. David, good morning.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, it's a big story today, and we've heard it in our news, and the paper had a piece on it, and I'm sure all the TV stations are going to be talking about it because everybody has been following the story of the paralyzed hockey player Jack Jablonski from Benilde St. Margaret's, but we're hearing news of moving a leg. As a doctor, medically, what does this all mean? Should we get excited about it or not?
Well, I think it's, you know, there's always room for hope, isn't there? And I am just as thrilled as everybody when I heard that news that he was able to move. I think he twitched his toe and a little bit his finger. And I'm encouraged by that as well. I have to, to say that, his injury was so severe and it was so high up on his neck that the likelihood that Jack's going to ever walk again is exceedingly low. But nonetheless, there is so much that we don't know about the brain and the spinal cord system. It's one of the areas of medicine that we know the least about, and the body has an amazing ability to regenerate itself. So maybe some of those nerves very, very slowly over Jack's life will slowly start to improve.
Boy, would that be something. His mother, Leslie, said it was all done on command.
Yeah. Your brain controls the spinal cord, and then there's a little connection in the spinal cord which controls the limbs below it. And the connection in Jack's from his brain to his spinal cord is severed, essentially. But the nerves down lower are working. They just have no central control anymore. So the fact that he was able to twitch something while consciously twitch it, that seems to be to be room for some hope. And the other thing about Jack is that he's so young, so healthy, so robust. Who knows what could happen in his lifetime in terms of advances in medical technology, so that if he continues to work hard now and rehabilitate himself now and keep those nerves active and growing and regenerating down the road, anything's possible.
Yeah, well, and his attitude is A+.
I agree. I think that's about 90% of the battle is probably mental. This kid is working hard. He's, had a couple setbacks with some hospitalizations, I think, but those are just minor setbacks. He's working hard. He's working on a treadmill. He can't walk. He needs to be assisted to just be vertical. But he's working so hard, and that's the key. That's the key. It's he's mentally, it's tough as nails, and you got to tip your hat to him.
You seen anything outside of that, Dr. Hilden? Anything that's coming into the office lately? That allergy issues?
You know what's big, Dave? Ticks.
I suppose.
We had such a mild winter. I don't know if those little critters survived the winter or what. But Minnesota, particularly north and east of the Twin Cities, roughly a line from, say, Fargo Moorhead, down through Hastings and cutting right through the Twin Cities. If you're north and east of that, the little bitty deer ticks are out in force. And so we're seeing a little bit of Lyme disease, and there are two or three other diseases that are from ticks. So if you get fevers, aches, really bad fatigue after you've been out fishing or in the woods, that could be one of these tick-borne diseases. I've seen several cases already this year, and it's only May.
What do you do about it?
They're easily treated with antibiotics. There aren't a lot of tests for it, though. And so you just have to go tell your doctor, hey, I've been out in the area where there are ticks, and I've got fatigue and muscle aches, and I just don't feel right. And it's generally curable with antibiotics.
I'll keep an eye on that. It's that time of year, I guess, and especially now coming into the month of June here real soon in July. It's vacation time for a lot of people.
It really is, and we have it. We're ground zero for some of these ticks. There's a couple other ones. There's one called anaplasmosis. That one might even overtake Lyme disease, and it's carried by the same little critter, those nasty little deer ticks, which are actually called black-legged ticks. And they're the St. Croix River Valley. If you're there in Wisconsin, Hayward, Spooner, Grantsburg, they're just everywhere there. I have a guy who every time he goes to his cabin, he picks up 20 or 30 of these little ticks. And so we're seeing some of that already this year. That'd be the biggest thing on the horizon for this warm weather season we have.
Any preventative you can use to avoid that or
yeah,
not really?
An insect repellent that has DEET. And it's quite effective. And they're mostly on the ground, these ticks. They're in the woods and in the tall grass on the ground. They don't fall out of the sky. So it's generally wear light clothing, the better to see them with. Long pants are recommended, although I know that's really hard to do. And then an insect repellent that contains DEET is quite effective to prevent them.
Doc, always appreciate your time here on CCO. We'll listen for you Sunday morning with Denny.
Great to be with you, Dave.
Dr. David Hilden on WCCO.